episode 151, Yo-Yo Dieting and Nutrition.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Hey, gorgeous, what's up? I am so glad you are here. Yes, it is another day, another time, another chance, another season. Opportunity to love each other, another opportunity to serve one another. Is your day just gorgeous? I'm telling you, sometimes it's all in the mind. You know, getting that mind right where you want it, even if it's just a cloudy, yucky day, sometimes you have to say, you know what? But in my day, I've got rainbows and sunshine. So I hope you are feeling that today. And if not, stay tuned because we're going to have a lot of fun talking about what lots of us don't want to talk about, yo-yo dieting and nutrition. Anyway, I am so excited you are here. For all of you who have stuck with me this far, awesome. You're just part of the family. And I do truly mean that. I consider you family. And when I think about what we're going to do with these podcasts, where we're going, et cetera, you guys are feeding me. Okay, no pun intended there. But you're feeding me with your responses when you go and you actually write on iTunes and you leave a rating and review. That helps me know where you're going. And you know always where to find me, createyournow.com. Come on over there. Hey, if nothing else, leave me a funny voicemail and just say, hello, it's me. And then you can say something fun and hang up. If you have little ones, let them leave a message too, especially if they're listening in. It's so much fun to really include not just you, but the family also if they're listening. So welcome, welcome. As you can tell, I'm always excited to chat with you. It is a pleasure and a privilege and an honor to be here with you every single day. So we're going to jump right on in. Yes, we are. Because yo-yo dieting, seriously, how many of you been on that ride? Maybe I should be asking you, how many times have you been on that ride? The yo-yo dieting. You know what? Everything looks so much better. You know, you see those infomercials. You've been up late at night. I know, especially if you're a mom, you got toothpicks in your eyes, right? Or you wake up and then you can't go back to sleep because you're taking care of the babies. And what happens? You flip on and there's another infomercial and another one and another one and another one. I'm sure most of you have even purchased something off the TV in regards to the promises of what it can do for your body. Hey, I'm right there with you. Believe it or not, I have actually used Nutrisystem and I was successful at it. I lost a little over 30 pounds, but guess what? I gained it back. Yes, I did. I actually gained it back. It didn't hold. You know why? It wasn't a lifestyle. You see, diets nowadays, okay, the word diet itself is kind of strange because the word diet really goes back to what we're supposed to eat and put in our body. But the way we use it now within our terminology today, it's become more of a slang. It's a diet, meaning we're trying to lose weight. Anybody says, oh, I'm on a diet, or even more so, people say, oh, I'm on a gluten-free diet. I'm on a paleo diet. Well, I'm on the Mediterranean diet. How many diets do you know? How many different diets are out there? You got the Daniel plan. Oh my gosh, I could go on and on and on. And you sit there and you jump from one to the next. That's yo-yo dieting. You're looking for that shiny new thing. You're attracted to it, promising that you're going to lose 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds. And you lose a little bit of weight. And then what? Uh-oh, life happens. Oh, and then what? Well, because life happened, you kind of fell off of it. And so you find something else that attracts you to it. That is all about yo-yo dieting. Now, what happens is women, especially, it messes up our metabolism, especially the older we get. It's harder for our bodies to jump back. When we're younger, our metabolisms are a lot higher. We're more active. Now, if you look at our lifestyle now, our lifestyles today, everything is so like, well, almost delivered right to your door. You wouldn't even have to get out of bed if you didn't want to. Now, I am not encouraging that, okay? You know that. But seriously, you really could live, okay, with maybe the exception of going to the bathroom and the shower, but ultimately, you would have to go anywhere if you really didn't want to. Everything could be brought to you. We have a very sedentary lifestyle. We don't move enough. Yet, as you've heard me speak before, yes, we are moving creatures. We were created to move. Think about your body and how it goes. Now, I could sit here and talk to you forever about this, and we could be here for days upon days, but I'm sure that's not what you're wanting. You're wanting something quick and fast that you can go ahead. You want the kiss. You want a keep it simple strategy to hang on to move you to that bikini body. Oh yeah, and what about those six-pack abs? I just gotta tell you, have you ever heard of the saying, abs are made in the kitchen? Have you ever heard of that? Yeah, there is actually one. How about this one? You can't out-exercise a bad diet. How many of you say, oh, well, I worked out really hard just so I can go out to eat and I can splurge a little bit? Okay, well, if you're only going to exercise like that, you're probably not going to hit your lifestyle goals. Now, I use the term lifestyle because here within Create Your Now, becoming your best selfie, all right? It's about a lifestyle. This is not about a quick fix. This is not about just going and getting your oil changed in your car and you're done. You don't ever have to worry about it again. No, this is a lifestyle. You have to say, okay, I got to do this. And this is about living. This is the way I want to live. This is how I feel good about my body. Where my energy level is. Do I get to sleep more and sleep, you know, is my sleep actually a deeper sleep? Do I sleep better? All right. Am I more alert? Not necessarily the energy, but are you on task? Are you on point? Are you alert? All of these things fall into this. And I want to give you a couple of references. I've talked about nutrition in multiple episodes. So if you're like, whoa, this is kind of fast at me. Go back a couple episodes. Number one, episode 51, clean eating with no fuss. Great tips in there. You'll want to take a listen to it. And if you haven't listened to it for a while, you may want to go back and take a listen to. And that's episode 51. Episode 58 is a fun one. And we talk about there when the scale won't budge. And I give you actual ways, tools, strategies to help with your scale not budging, okay? Because a lot of us get hooked on those numbers. I gotta tell you, it's confession time, okay? I am actually leaning out my body right now, okay? I'm all in for toning. And so I'm working really hard. It's my own workout, okay? I am doing this for me. But when I'm doing it, the key factor here is consistency. Okay? It's about being consistent. So guess what? I jumped on the scale today and I kind of like started to freak out. I was up 2 pounds. Are you serious? I was up 2 pounds. That was not the idea. Now, I know I may actually gain a little bit because I am working on my actual muscle. So my scale isn't going to move much now because I'm starting to actually work on the muscle part of it, okay? I may lose some on there, but I actually may gain. So you know what? I began to freak out. And you know what happened with my mind? My mind went into, gosh, all that hard work I've done. I just started this whole routine. I've been doing it now for over a week, and it was awesome. And now I'm up two. How can that be? I wanted to climb right back into bed and stop. But you know what? I didn't. I said, you know what? You cannot trust that scale. So it's a fun episode to listen to, and that's episode 58. But within that episode, okay, when the scale won't budge, number one, real quick, do not rely on your scale, okay? You need to really be aware of how clothes are fitting you and how you're feeling. take befores and afters. When you actually are doing a program, it's great to even take weekly pictures because your body can be changing and the scale may not even be moving. So very important. Okay, but within that episode 58, I got to tell you this part. It's the F-bombs. I love that. Yes, F. Not that kind of F-bomb, but it is. It's the F-bombs. Number one, throw away the frustration. You guys get frustrated so fast that why? That's why you end up on the yo-yo diet, right? Because this didn't work, so you go and jump to this. And this didn't work, so you go and jump to this. Or if it did work, you get off of it for a little while, and you go, oh, 6-8 months later, and then you come back going, oh, it's got to work, and it's not working again. Because guess what? Life happens. Your body changes. Metabolism is kind of messed up. Maybe you're a little messed up. I love you so much. Don't take that personally. But seriously, throw away the frustration. Number two, lead with forgiveness. You got to love yourself right where you are. You start right where you are. You may not like who you are. Okay, right now you may not like that reflection, that physical look of you. But you know what? You can't beat yourself over it. You know, beating yourself up over and over again, going, gosh, if I just would have, or if I should have, or, oh, man, you can't live in what ifs. You got to lead with forgiveness. And the third F-bomb is, I love this one, get back to the foundation. Get back to the foundation. That's what we're going to chat about today, the foundation. And you're like, oh, I'm so in. Now, with that, though, let me tell you a quick story. If you're all thinking you can't exercise a bad diet, and abs are made in the kitchen, okay, there's some truth somewhat to both of those. Abs are made in the kitchen. Nutrition is hugely important, okay? You can't out-exercise a bad diet. No, you cannot, unless if you have 10 hours of time, and then basically all you're going to do is eat junk. Maybe you could kind of sort of find balance, but you know me, I'm not a balanced person. I'm all about harmony, and your body is going to be freaking all the time, and it's going to be like, I don't know what to do, and so you're not going to go anyway because it's going to go into starvation mode. You're not going to release weight. Your muscle is going to lessen most likely, and it's downhill. However, some of you think, okay, I can out-exercise. I can go and I can be that one gal. I can be Tina who is going to go and she's going to exercise and she's going to do her treadmill. She's going to get on it and she's going to go 5-6 miles per hour. And by the end of her whole hour of working out on there, which means she's running, okay, and she's running at a good pace there, you know, 5-6 miles per hour, that's a good pace. She's burning over 650 calories, okay? These are just rough estimates for you, okay? So bear with me here on this story. So Tina goes and says, I get to go out with my friends, and I want to be healthy, so I'm going to go do that. Well, so she goes out with her friends after working out, and she orders a bagel and cream cheese, okay? It's a healthy bagel, cream cheese, and guess what? A smoothie. Oh, yum. Doesn't that sound great? Not too bad. I mean, it was a real whole grain bagel, so it was real. It wasn't just your white flour, okay? The cream cheese, lighter side, and then she did a smoothie, so grapefruits, veggies, etc. in there. Well, then, afterward, they enjoyed their time. Oh, but let's grab one more thing before we go home. And so she grabs that favorite. They go to their favorite coffee store, which I'm sure you can pop one in your mind real fast, and she grabs, like, a coffee mocha. Okay, or a latte, or whatever your favorite one is. Even think about it that way. If you add up everything right there, do you know it's almost 1,000 calories or more? Ah! Why did you even work out? So nutrition, does nutrition really play a part in getting those abs? Well, not necessarily in getting those abs, because guess what? Praise the Lord, God already gave them to you. Yeah, you have them. They're just hiding. They're hiding behind your tummy. And you have other muscles there. Some may be weaker than others, but guess what? God already gave you that foundation. Woo, woo! That's fantabulous, right? But the thing is here is we use it as an excuse where I want to have those ripped abs. I want that six-pack, all right? I want that bikini body. Yeah, summertime, we want that bikini body. Or we've got a big function coming up and we're like, oh, I got to really drop something, drop fast. The thing is that's messing up our body. The key is lifestyle. And at Create Your Now, that's what I teach. It's the Trinity lifestyle, mind, body, and spirit. Now, today we're actually focusing on nutrition. And like I said, we could talk forever and we would literally be here forever. But this is all about the KISS, the keep it simple strategy. We're here. Couple things to keep in mind. Number one, one size does not fit all. If you are listening to those infomercials at night, okay, or even during the day, you're flipping through them, those home shopping channels, etc. Hey, I've been there. I've seen them. I watch them, actually. I delve into their marketing things, okay? That's my job, right? So I watch them, and the thing is they are selling to the average person. But guess what? You are not the average. You are you. You are made up of different genes. So what works for you may not work for your sister. Okay, maybe it'll work for your sister a little bit because you carry the same genes. But what you don't carry the same are eating habits. Other influences, okay? Your stresses in life. How much sleep are you getting? It's the lifestyle. You see, it's all three, mind, body, and spirit. So one size does not fit all. So think about that. When you've got these yo-yo diets and you're like, I'm going to try this. Oh, if this doesn't work, then I'll try this. Oh, if this doesn't work, I'm going to try the latest detox. And then if this doesn't work, yeah, no. Let's bring it back down to the F-bomb of foundation, okay? Also, we've already spoken about the shiny new object, right? That's where it's like, oh, they promise you this. Beware. Turn off the TV. Walk away from it. Turn off, just hit delete on your email list because I'm telling you right now, if you're on Amazon.com, they know how to find you. They do. They know that you're searching all these different sites. And they're like, oh, she looked up an exercise ball, so we're going to put Weight Watchers on here. And next thing you know, we got Jenny Craig on here. And the next thing comes weights, and oh my gosh, bah, right? So don't chase those tempting, shiny new promises that only lead you down a rabbit hole, right? You've been there, you've done that, throw those away. You don't want them. And again, remember, your nutrition is right for your body. This is a journey. Train for life and love your journey. This is not a quick fix. This is a lifestyle. This is finding what works for your body. God has a recipe for your body. I know I've done it myself. Yes, God and I have actually had a conversation regarding this. In fact, I get sometimes very upset with him. I kid you not. Because I absolutely love and adore food. I love to cook it. I love to eat it. I like to try it. I love the smell of it. It's just all around good. And it's not an emotional thing for me. I simply enjoy food. Okay? I don't know what it is. But you know, my body doesn't like it. The response that it has, I could become an Oompa Loompa really fast. I kid you not. Are you laughing? Do not laugh at me. But seriously, okay? I can eat a cupcake and gain 5 pounds. It's ridiculous. It's my makeup. You may be able to eat 10 cupcakes and lose 2 pounds. Now, number one, if you can do that, that is unfair, and I do not like you. No, I'm joking. I still love you. But seriously, every body, okay, is different. Your body is so unique to you. Your genes make up you, your lifestyle. And that lifestyle is what you eat. How much processed food is it? How much of it is clean food? Okay, real food. We'll talk about that here in a minute. Okay, are you eating food? When? What times are you eating? Do you eat only once a day because you have such a crazy, hectic lifestyle? Do you eat, not even have breakfast, but you kind of eat on the go for lunch, which may just be what you're downing a caffeine drink real quick? Yeah, like we talked about in that story that Tina drank. Uh-huh. That favorite. Oh, I got to get a kick because I'm getting that afternoon slug time. And you're real tired. So then you get that kick of caffeine. And next thing you know, you're home, long day. It's 8:30 by the time you get to sit down for a real meal. Oh my gosh, your body is crazy. And if you're staying at home with the kids and you're running here and there and you're taking him to soccer practice and all of that, you're lucky that you're feeding him quick things. And what are you doing? Well, you kind of fix your lunch, and then they didn't eat all of theirs, so you're eating theirs too. And you thought it was healthy, but the next thing you know, you've really eaten two meals when it's only supposed to have been one. Yo-yo dieting and nutrition. Ah, it's crazy. But I promise you, guess what? I have hope. There is hope in the world. I promise you, always a ray of hope. And it is. And guess what? Here's your kiss. Okay, now you've got to stick with me on this. I know we're going a little bit longer, but stick with me. It's going to be fun. Now, you know we're talking about food. So here it is. Your kiss is Oreos. Whoop, whoop. Yes. Now, I'm not saying you can have them and eat them, but that is what you've got to remember. Oreos. Here we go. First one. Oh, okay. Organize. Yes. This is your time to prep and plan, to set your goals. That's what you need to do first when you're looking at, I want to change something up with my nutrition. You need to look at it, okay? You need to set a time frame. You know, you can't just all of a sudden say, oh, okay, tomorrow morning I'm going to get up and I'm going to start eating healthy. Well, you could, but if you're not prepared, if you haven't planned, you may not have what you need in that kitchen, right? And you may have no idea what your goal is. Maybe your goal has nothing to do with losing weight, but it has to leaning out muscle. That's going to be a little bit of a different nutritional plan, okay? You're like, oh, I'm lost. Don't get lost. I'm not going to lose you. Stick with me here, okay? So number one, O for organized. You've got to organize. Number two, R is rearrange. Yes, rearrange. Now, moms, especially you, if you're cooking for more than yourself, if you're single, God bless you. You have got it a little bit easier. Why? Because you only have to worry about you. But moms, I'm telling you, or even if you're just married, that sounded horrible, didn't it? But if you have a spouse or a partner that you're taking care of too, okay, you got to worry about them. But you need your space. You need to rearrange your kitchen. You need to set up your kitchen space for you. Now, if you were to look in my cabinets, and some of you, believe it or not, I'm actually going to take you in there on a video tour. I'm going to take you into my pantry. I'm going to take you into my refrigerator. You are going to see, number one, that I am not the perfectionist when it comes to nutrition. I have processed foods in my house. Yes, I do. I have potato chips. I have actually flavored chips in there, okay? You know what I'm talking about. You know the ones that you like to go to, right? But you know what? I don't eat them. Now, when I first started my journey, it was very tempting. And so here with the rearrange for you, the R, rearrange your space in your kitchen is to literally clear out a shelf, clear out an area, both in your refrigerator and your pantry or cabinet. And that's where your food goes only. So you know that, okay, you tell the kids, guess what? You can't touch this cabinet, right? I mean, this shelf in the refrigerator, this is mine, okay? Stick with me. I know we're going longer, but this is real important, okay? You can't touch this here, but you can go in here and have all that because I can't have that right now. And that's okay, but you can do it. Because you know what? The kids aren't going to change as fast as you can because they're kids. They're children. But guess what? You set yourself up as a role model, they will follow. I promise you. All right. So set your kitchen space up for you. Put that cabinetry, okay? Make it work for you. All right. Number three is E, eat. Ah, yes, we're talking about food, right? We're talking about Oreos, but E, the E in Oreos is eat. This is the catchy one. Listen carefully. Eat real food. Now, some people say, well, what's real food? Real food is this. If God made it, you can eat it. You need to ask yourself that every single time. If God made it, I can eat it, right? Yes. Okay. You want real, natural, in its most natural form state to be put in your mouth. Now, if you're one that says, oh, Christiane, I just can't let go of all of it, then I want to tell you, if you are higher in the processed foods, then start to knock it down. And maybe you say, okay, I'm not going to eat processed foods, you know, for 5 days, but I'm going to give myself 2 days. Okay? So give yourself that. All right. But ultimately, if you really want to have the nutrition of the world, the best ever, is if God made it, you get to eat it. Okay. Seriously, simple as that. So eat real food. Number four is observe. O for observe. You need to journal what's happening. You need to pay attention to how your body looks. Pay attention to how you feel when you look in your mirror. Pay attention to how you're sleeping, the energy patterns that you are gaining or losing either way. Now, I say gaining or losing because guess what? If you're trying different foods, it could be a real food, okay? But if you eat too much of it, it does something opposite to you, okay? It has a negative effect on it. Yeah, really, real foods can actually have a negative effect. Again, that's in your genes, okay? It's how you are made up. That's why it's very important here to observe. So you got to journal it. Pay attention to it. Write down what you're eating. And remember, as a side note, remember your H2O, your water. You need to be drinking at least half your body weight in water. And if you're like, I don't even know how to get there, then drink at least a gallon a day. Okay? Seriously, drink a gallon a day of water. That would be awesome. Your body will love you. Now, the first few days or so, maybe even the first week, you might be going to the bathroom a lot. But guess what? You will be naturally detoxing your body and it'll be awesome. And then it will begin to even out because it knows that, oh, I can get rid of it because I know you're going to replenish it. Okay? And the last one, the big 555. Give me a high five, virtual high five is S. Stick to it. Yes, it's simply that. Simply stick to it. You go back and you go through this. And you figure out what works for you. Now, obviously, to make it easier is, yeah, if you have a coach. And you know wholeheartedly that I would be right beside you. I would love to partner with you. So if that fits you and you're like, oh, I cannot wait to sign up for your program, then you know what? Go to createyournow.com. And there's various things you can choose from. Again, we're updating the website, so things change frequently. So be aware of it, but you can always get on the newsletter. And remember, the Summer Survival Planner is out. So with that, you go to createyournow.com/summerplanner. And there you'll see, because I'll give you all that information up to date as to what programs are available. But I would love to partner with you. Regardless of whether or not we partner together or you just listen to me, the crazy podcast and the crazy chat times that we have, I am here for you, okay? And know that what you do is truly, if you look at Oreos and you follow that, it will get better. It's just a way for you to say, okay, I can do this. I can begin to create my lifestyle, to create my now, because that's what you're doing. You are creating your now so you can become your best selfie. I so enjoyed chatting with you. Man, we could talk forever about yo-yo dieting and nutrition, but you know what? We'll have to save the other stuff for later. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, loves, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.